This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for December 7th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, the Bret Michaels Party Gras 2023 Nothing But a Good Vibe Music Festival, featuring Bret Michaels from Poison, Night Ranger, Jefferson Starship, Mark McGrath, Steve O'Gary, formerly of Journey, and more special guests giving you all the killer hits and no filler. The tour rolls into the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts on Friday night, July 21st, and tickets go on sale this Friday, December 9th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Get the details in the concert calendar at MistressCarrie.com. Last week, Metallica shocked everyone by releasing a new single, announcing a new album, and announcing a two-year tour. Now, Metallica are addressing the scams on their social media accounts, saying fans should only be getting information about Metallica from their official social media accounts. According to one report, a Manhattan, Kansas resident was scammed out of $25,000 of Bitcoin from a fake Metallica stream, saying, quote, in the wake of last week's exciting news of our new song, new album, and new tour, unfortunately, the ugly side of social media made an appearance. Many of you have let us know about YouTube channels and live streams, as well as websites claiming to offer Metallica crypto giveaways in conjunction with last week's announcement. Let's be as clear as possible. These are scams. They're being streamed on fake YouTube channels, posing to be ours, all pointing to websites we do not run. They also thanked fans for being vigilant and reporting these live streams to YouTube, saying, quote, please don't let up. Former Queensryche lead singer Jeff Tate has revealed that he underwent an aortic valve replacement this past summer. The 63-year-old discussed his health in a new interview, saying, quote, I feel really good overall. This might be the first time I'm telling someone in the press what I went to the hospital for. I had a procedure done called an aortic valve replacement in my heart. Long story short, I was feeling very fatigued, and one day while I was out on tour, it was challenging for me to climb stairs. I thought it best to get checked out. After several tests from my doctor, he indicated that this particular type of surgery needed to be done. And speaking of Queensryche, they've recently announced a 2023 U.S. headlining tour. It kicks off on March 3rd in Orlando and runs through April 16th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Marty Friedman and Trauma will be opening up the show. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday through Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. That includes a show in Massachusetts at the Palladium in Worcester on April 7th. Papa Roach and Falling in Reverse are bringing the Rockzilla Tour back in 2023. They've just announced the second leg of the tour with Hollywood Undead and Escape the Fate. It kicks off on February 1st in Rochester, New York, and wraps up March 5th in Seattle. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday at 10 a.m. local time. And Ghost have gotten their fourth gold-certified single in the United States, joining their hits Cerise, Dance Macabre, and Square Hammer. Mariana Cross from the band's 7 Inches of Satanic Panic EP has been propelled to gold status because of viral TikTok videos. In order to be gold certified, the song has to have either sold 500,000 copies or reached the streaming equivalent. The song has recently become the band's most streamed song on Spotify, all due to TikTok. Bush have announced some new tour dates in support of their latest album, The Art of Survival. They're hitting the road with Jerry Cantrell, Candlebox, and Silver Sun Pickups. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday, December 9th. The tour kicks off January 28th in Reno and wraps up February 26th in St. Louis. That includes a date in Boston on Valentine's Day, February 14th, at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway, featuring Candlebox. Mills Lane, the legendary boxing referee, famous for using the phrase, let's get it on, has passed away at the age of 85. Mills was the officiant for the second fight between Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield in 97, the infamous ear-biting fight. Lane was also portrayed in claymation on MTV's Celebrity Deathmatch. Lynyrd Skynyrd helped to raise $1.5 million for Hurricane Ian relief. The sold-out Hurricane Ian benefit concert happened at the Hertz Arena in Florida. Gavin DeGraw and Ted Nugent were also among artists that took the stage that night. Skid Row and Buckcherry are hitting the road on the Gangs All Here tour in 2023. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. The tour kicks off in Bowler, Wisconsin on March 9th. And that's your Sit Rep For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 131, featuring Arrow DeWild from Starcrawler, is available now. And make sure you check out this week's bonus episode featuring Bret Michaels from Poison.